Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap, Starlight Room at the Beacon Grand, San Francisco. I'm going to say it, my favorite guy behind the bar ever. His name is Scott Baird, and he's sitting right here. Scott, how are you, mate?
Oh, I feel like I'm blushing a little bit. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, I don't say this to all the girls.
Yeah, no, those are the kind words. I'm wonderful. I'm really wonderful.
To be here, to walk through these doors, to be in the Starlight Room, to look over the city, to hear the sound of the shakers, conversation in the air, cocktails flowing, and this bar hopping, it's been reborn. Starlight Room version 2024. Yeah. What's it all about?
Oh, it's kind of taking it back to what it was. There's an elegance to it. There's a feeling of it's special, but it's not so special. You can't just come on any given day of the week. It's paying respects to what the bar has been for so many people. It's got memories attached to people going back 100 years. My grandparents came here. My parents came here. This is a really special place. And right now, with the design and the drinks and everything, we're trying to respect what that mercurial thing is and the memory of the collective unconscious of anyone who's been here. We just want it to feel familiar and special and sexy, if I can use that word.
Yeah, you're bringing sexy back. Yeah. But for the kids who are coming here for the first time and walking through these doors and they're seeing something new, because
yeah,
it's the new
you know,
hot spot.
Yeah, and one of the things that's really great is people that are coming in that know the place, they're like, oh, it's so awesome. Like, it feels like it felt here before. And before was very fun. And not just before here, the Starlight, but before here, San Francisco was fun. And San Francisco still is fun. I think it's an amazing place. And I don't think anything that anybody's saying about it is true. I think the vibe in this town is wonderful. And it's alive. And it's vibrant. And this place is just right at the top of the hill, lighting it up. And it's great. And it just feels great, Liam, to be back on.
You hear the ring-a-ding-ding of the cable cars?
Yeah, it's all
over. So mixed in with, you know, people having a good time, the sound of love and laughter, cocktail shaking, as I mentioned at the top. It's all happening here. Scott, your journey, before we get into the menu here, your journey is a long storied one. I want to ask you, do you recall the first time you came to the Starlight Room? What's your memory?
God, I was just a young, eager and slightly jealous young bartender, and knew that this was the place where the kings of San Francisco all tended bar. And I came in to spectate, see what all the hubbub was about.
Who were those bartenders? Do you recall any of them?
At the time, Marco Dionysius was behind the bar. Jacques Bezuidenhout was running around. Bill Haskin was here. And then, of course, Harry was around, you know, doing his thing. But yeah, those guys were really holding it down. They were the ones, you know.
Bar culture, imbibing, drinking, has been such an important part of the culture and fabric of the city since the Gold Rush days.
Yes.
You know, when the guys went out there digging for gold, they were in the bars at night, imbibing and causing mischief.
This was a two-fisted drinking blue-collar town.
Yeah,
for a very long time. It had some really effete edges, the carryover, the leftovers of being the richest town in the West, if not the world. But then it sort of dropped into being what it really is, which is a harbor city that moves the freight in and out, honestly. And it was a real tough place. I mean, It's the town that gave us Dirty Harry, you know. It's like it had its
own grit.
It had its own grit for sure, and it was a really great town for artists and poets,
dreamers,
hippies,
innovators,
the whole thing, all of it. Yeah. Good things have always happened in this city,
and it's always come back.
It's a boomer bust town.
Yeah,
it started with a boom and then a bust and a boom and it done it. I mean, I wrote some things in this menu where they were kind enough to let me put words, like a full-on paragraph explanation about the drinks that I'd come up with. So every drink, if you look into the menu when you have time, you can read my thoughts on what it is that you're drinking. One of the things I did notice, I did put in there was a conversation about San Francisco, which it has done that, but it always rises from the ashes like a phoenix.
So don't give up on the city.
This
is a good time. God. You know, we talk about the Roaring Twenties, and the Roaring Twenties that we knew of from our grandparents, you know, was always spoken of. We're in our 20s now, and we got through COVID. We've survived.
Yes.
Sure, there are bumps in every city across the country, but there is a vibe here in San Francisco. We're ready to rise again.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm feeling it. And it kicks off here with cocktails. I'm just going through the list. Before we talk about what we're drinking, so we can actually drink, I'm just flipping through here. Porn Star Martini. What's that all about?
All right, so Porn Star is maybe arguably my favorite drink on the menu. The Porn Star, to work backwards, this menu is a very classically driven and with some slight abstractions and more technique. In the last 20 years, bartending has changed a lot.
Yeah.
We've got really cool techniques to apply to older recipes. So this recipe came out in 2004 or so in London at a bar called Lab, which was the hottest bar in the world at the time.
Yeah.
And a guy named Douglas Ankrum made this drink. And Absolut was throwing a bunch of money behind vanilla Absolut. So it was Absolut vanilla, passion fruit, maybe lime, maybe not, maybe some more vanilla, maybe not. And then it would come out with a half a passion fruit on top of it and a sidecar shot glass of champagne. I thought that was cool and all, but maybe we could update it. So we just put everything together and made this really beautiful crystal clear milk punch that I put then some gold luster and pink luster because porn stars. And then you put the champagne actually in the glass. And then it's this whole...
Wait, why did you look at me when you said porn star?
Yeah, well...
press.
Yeah, right. And it's just this really beautiful, sultry, glittering, elegant number that it sits in a beautiful coupe of a glass. And it's hot. It's a great drink.
You cannot have a bar in San Francisco or a bar of note without Pisco Punch.
Oh, yeah. So this drink this drink was made famous here in town. And when I first started here 20 years ago, I put it on the menu, a very close to version of what this is. And it just always have held a place in my heart. And, you know, the trends have changed and I wanted to bring it back to this thing that always seemed to have a good foothold on a good cocktail menu in San Francisco. And I hadn't seen one in a while. So I thought a Pisco Punch belonged and I found a really wonderful brand and a Pisco and just made a delicious beverage that just will never leave the menu.
Herb Cain always referred to the city we love, the city of St. Francis, as Baghdad by the Bay. And a cocktail here. What's behind it?
The Baghdad by the Bay is an ode to all of the different cultures that have come through that Golden Gate and all of the different influence because it's always had such cosmopolitan and international flavors and textures and smells. And so that's got tequila, but it also has coconut and grapefruit, has a slight bitterness. It's got rose water. It's like a really lovely, elegant beverage that if you read it on its face, you might think it's a tropical drink, but really it's not. It's just this wonderful elevation of our tequila beverage. And then it comes out with rose petals on top that have been misted with rose water. And it's just very, it's a sumptuous beverage.
I'm drooling here, Scott. I want to talk about what's in our glass. An ode to Fogtown right here.
All right. So we have the Cable Car Redux, which... The Cable Car cocktail was born here in 1995 by the bar manager, Tony Ambuganum, and it's a spiced rum sidecar. That is on the menu. His recipe is on the menu as well, but we thought we'd have fun and maybe, you know, dramatize it a little bit, get a little theatrics with it. And so We've made a spiced rum sidecar, but we have a blood orange liqueur from Napa that's wine-based. We have a Chinese five-spice syrup, lemon, a really amazing seven-year-old rum from Don Q, and then gold and Mexican cinnamon on the rim. But then we cap it off by coming out with Carl the Fog pouring out over the glass, and it smells like Muir Woods. So you've got Scotch pine and cypress and California bay in this fog that just lifts and lays all over the glass and sits there for your first sip. And it's just, it's an ode to San Francisco.
You know, friends listening, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I'm not a drinker, this would be a good time to start, because to come here, the stories, the love, the passion, Scott, this has always been you, and why I love you and respect you. Every drink, the thoughtfulness that's gone into it, just as a chef does to putting a dish on a menu with these drinks, I'm blown away, especially by that one, because the theater that comes with it, just watching it being made, makes it fun, makes it a memory. That's what spot, the Starlight Room, is about, right?
It is absolutely a place where people have lifelong memories. And they're always fond ones. I mean, I'm sure there's a few out there that aren't great, but I think for the most part, you have a really fond association with having spent time in the Starlight Room.
You had to go back to the night when I drank too much tequila and ended up in a corner, curled up in a ball crying.
Yeah.
I just went back there for a second. Yeah. Anyway, this cocktail, what do we have right here, Scott?
So this is A Man You Don't Meet Every Day, which is the title of a Pogue song.
Rest in peace.
And a friend of mine named Daniel Hyatt, who has passed away, was the biggest influence, I think, on my career and many bartenders in San Francisco. And he ran a bar called The Alembic. And so this is about a Daniel Hyatt drink you can get. It's a really delicious Irish whiskey that's had Kerrygold brown butter washed into the whiskey, a nice banana liqueur, Oloroso sherry, a tiny little bit of a Nocino, which is green walnut liqueur, and a little bit of salt. And then you top it off with Guinness foam and some shaved nutmeg. And it's a very big, rich, whiskey, mature drink, but it's got that surprise salt and that bitterness from the green walnut. And it's as much a homage as I could pay the man who I feel taught me so much and was such a gift to this town.
And my rest in peace was to our good man and also Shane McGowan from the Pogues, as you mentioned his name. Listen, Scott, looking at all these cocktails, and I'm wondering, I know you to be the mad scientist as you're prepping all these cocktails, you're retooling, refining, tweaking. How many cocktails did you have in your arsenal to choose from, and how many have ended up on the menu, and how tough a task was that to decide what should go?
The truth is, I was only required to put 12 on the menu, but I ended up with 16 and I couldn't edit them out because they were just too goddamn good.
Yeah.
Pardon my French.
And so, they are.
So we just put together something that I wanted to feel really complete, that's going to really make anyone happy. There's something for everyone on this menu. And the other thing that we did, I really did purposefully, was I made these drinks as, in some ways, I would describe it down the middle as I possibly could, so that if you came in, you may not love the thing that's in front of you, but you won't hate it. Nothing is so compellingly either bitter or tart or sweet that it's on the scale that takes you out of balance. Everything really lives in a pretty down the middle way, so that you're going to find something on this menu that is going to make you very happy.
We're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to throw out the name of a spirit, and you're going to tell me which cocktail that person should order. Gin.
Gin, you should order the Silver Fizz. You should order the Silver Fizz.
Vodka.
All right, Porn Star Martini.
I love champagne.
Porn Star Martini.
And we'll end the quiz right there. Scott, I'm so excited to be here today for the first time, really enjoying these cocktails, walking into the Starlight Room. It is reborn, and you and your team have reimagined it with killer cocktails, creating memories with every single sip you take. And you're here, overlooking Union Square, at a city that's ready for the comeback, and I can feel it in the air. For those listening who've never been to the Starlight Room, why should they come to this Starlight Room now?
Why should they not? If you're in town, this is where you should come for at least a drink and stay for two more. This is a wonderful time. It's a wonderful place just to sit there above the city and look out upon it and fall in love with it like we all do. It's just a must, you know? It's a must.
When can people come? When are you open? How do people make a resi?
So Thursday through Saturday, we're open from 4 until 1 in the morning. Sunday from 2 until 11. open table, easy, reservations available. We've got snacks. We've got a really great cocktail selection. We have a wonderful selection of spirits on the back bar. Please, please come join us and say hello.
Enjoy the party. To you, my friend.
You, my
Scott
friend.
Scott Baird, doing it.
Cheers, buddy. It's been so long. It's so good to see you.
Hey, I'm going nowhere. I'm not leaving. Friends, do yourself a favor. We're sitting here with Scott overlooking Union Square, Starlight Room. It is back. It is hopping. You need to be here. The little intro to Scott, experience the vibrant soul of San Francisco, its golden allure, electric charm, and iconic cable cars through drinks by my favorite, Scott Baird. Friends, more on Chef Scott. Chef, I'm calling him the chef because he's like a chef. He's really a mad scientist, I think, because I can make a gin and tonic, and that is literally it. But friends, do yourself a favor. Come one, come all to the Starlight Room, San Francisco. You'll be happy you did. More on the story of the Starlight Room and Scott Baird at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.